Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. Fear is pretty prevalent in lots of places today. Here in the U.S., it's often related to the political situation. Many are afraid what people currently in power are going to do, and others are equally afraid of what will happen if those same people aren't in power. But as we saw on morning prayer yesterday, we can get beyond such fear by seeing people differently. Here's another biblical example. Israel and Syria were at war, and the prophet Elisha kept foiling the Syrian king's battle plans. As a result, the king sent his army to capture Elisha. When Elisha's servant went out one morning, he saw the Syrian army surrounding the city, and he was scared, sure that he and Elisha were in grave danger. But Elisha saw things differently. He prayed, that is, turned to spiritual viewpoints, and asked God to open his servant's eyes. In other words, he wanted his servant to see things from the more spiritual perspective he had. And his servant's viewpoint did change. Now he saw that, as the Bible puts it, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. The Bible doesn't explicitly say this, but I've wondered if those horses and chariots of fire aren't the same Syrian army, just now seen from a spiritual perspective. Elisha led the Syrians to the king of Israel, who fed them and sent them home. The war between Syria and Israel was over. May we today adopt accurate spiritual perspectives and see their transformative power bring peace to today's political and cultural battlefields. Amen.